1390 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It took just one day to get a jury for Hunter Biden's federal trial in Wilmington, Delaware.
The jury will hear opening statements in a case involving a checkbox on a federal form. Prosecutors say Hunter Biden lied when he ticked the box that said he was not an unlawful user of or addicted to drugs. The president's son has since publicly acknowledged his addiction, and prosecutors intend to use his own book and photographs as evidence. The jurors include several gun owners, relatives of addicts, and a man who once pleaded guilty to driving under the influence.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. The Israeli military announced that four more hostages taken during the Hamas sneak attack October 7th are dead. It's believed there are about 80 hostages remaining alive. William Lewis of Burbank, Illinois, a Chicago suburb, pleaded guilty to using wasp and hornet spray against police officers during the January 6th insurrection attempt, sentencing December 18th. This is ABC News. Republicans running a House Select Committee on the pandemic beat up on former top government infectious disease Dr. Anthony Fauci.
In a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill, Dr. Anthony Fauci choking up as he described death threats against his family.
It is much more troublesome because they've involved my wife and my three daughters.
At these moments, how do you feel?
Terrible.
During the nearly four-hour hearing, Fauci defending his record as the face of the nation's pandemic response, facing hostile questions over policies like social distancing and masks.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. They want Alex Jones out of business. Relatives of victims of the Newtown, Connecticut school massacre want a bankruptcy judge in Houston to liquidate the internet blowhard's media company, including InfoWars, to satisfy $1.5 billion judgment for calling the massacre a hoax, instead of allowing him to reorganize. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore tells WISN-TV's Upfront the jury got it right.
You and I talked before the verdict was rendered, and I told you then that I was going to trust the justice system, trust the jury system. It's the only thing I know as an American.
Republican Brian Stiles says he's disappointed, but he thinks the convictions will be overturned on appeal. Meanwhile, Trump's son, Donald Jr., will campaign for Republican U.S. House candidate Tony Weed in the Green Bay area Tuesday night. That's according to a release from Weed's campaign. The former president is endorsing Weed in a three-way Republican primary against Roger Roth and Andre Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers workouts continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding OTA voluntary practices today. Attendance has been nearly 95%, including veteran running back Josh Jacobs. Signed in free agency from the Raiders, Jacobs told me he started watching tape on quarterback Jordan Love after the Raiders played the Packers last season.
Man, I mean, the dude, man, I mean, for him to be as young as he is and to be playing at the type of level he is right now and only getting better, I think he's going to legit be the next superstar quarterback in this league. obviously I come in to see him every day, put in the work, and you know, all the little things behind the scenes. And I think that he has all the attributes to be able to do that, to keep being confident in himself and keep being confident in his players. He'll get everything he wants.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Phillies at it again tonight at Citizens Bank Park. The Crew losing last night to Philadelphia 3-1. Basketball, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo commits to playing for the Greek men's team in qualifying rounds for the Olympics. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some patchy fog in the overnight with mid-60s and light winds. On Tuesday, we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those will bring some heavy rainfall Tuesday and into Tuesday night. Our high temperatures warming to the lower 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, be with us next time. Big show. Our friend Trigvi Olsen brings Reed Galen along with him for the Lincoln Project and a surprise guest from MSNBC's Morning Joe. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Calvin Putenhoff. We are coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join our conversation at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots of stuff coming up on the show today. Caitlin Wee from AmeriCorps Sustainability Vista is going to join us at 10:33. They tried a new recycling program in La Crosse in conjunction with the end of the college school year.
Yeah.
And trying to help people get things into the hands of other people who can use this stuff so it doesn't all end up in a dumpster in a landfill.
Yeah.
So we're very excited to talk to her, find out how that worked and what the plans are. At the very end of the show at 11:50, it is Bike Week in Wisconsin. So Jake Newborn, the Assistant Director for the Wisconsin Bike Federation, will be joining us at 11:50 to talk about all the things going on in the States if you are a bicyclist or if you're considering becoming a bicyclist. You should bike.
You should bike.
You should bike. Also, today is the kickoff of our summer contest.
Yeah.
It is our statewide text to win contest, the Scani Summer. So next hour, we will have a special magical keyword that will tell you right after the 11 o'clock news. And then you have an hour to text in that keyword using the Civic Media app.
Yes, you have to text it from the Civic Media app.
And how would I get that app?
First of all, you go to your phone. You'd open up your phone. You go to your app store of choice, whether it's the App Store on an iPhone or Google Play Store. And you can just search Civic Media, look for our logo, and you can download the free, I say free, Civic Media app.
Yeah, because you have to use the app if you want to play this contest. And then we got some great prizes. Last year was great. This year is even better. So we have one winner per hour for the Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. One winner per day gets a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. Grand prize, there will be two grand prize winners who get their choice of a unique summer staycation. These are pretty cool. A Fort Atkinson cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat.
That's amazing.
Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores. Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So that's the grand prize that the two grand prize winners get to select where they want their summer getaway to be. But we got lots of prizes, lots of chances for you to win. So I hope you will stick around. Download the Civic Media app and then get ready for it next hour to text in that word. I know our friend and colleague Todd Alba did a test run last week using the word pool boy.
Yeah.
Was very successful.
Yes. And he's now been mentioning it on his show. Like, maybe we'll find our pool boy.
Oh, hey, one can hope. Yeah. Speaking, Todd and I will have news coming up.
Yeah.
On the road.
Oh, really?
On the road.
On the road again.
With Jane and Todd. Exactly. So we'll have news about that, too, that we can share more by the end of this week. All right, we're going to start off. So many things,
yeah.
Greg Bach. So many things.
There's so many news.
So much news. Former President Donald Trump yesterday and a pre-recorded segment with Fox and Friends. Because I don't think they want to take him live anymore.
No, because he talks for like 45 minutes.
Well, and I think he kind of wanders a little bit.
Yeah, that too.
But among the many other claims that the former president and now convicted felon Donald Trump said to the Fox Friends was that he never called for Hillary Clinton to be locked up. He never did that.
What? What?
Donald Trump said that his supporters said that.
Yeah.
But he never called for Hillary Clinton to be locked up. And shockingly, Greg Bach, we have found audio.
Yeah, we did. This one, this audio has, I apologize ahead of time. This audio has more to do with the fact that he said that Hillary Clinton could not serve if she was locked up. But it's still it's the fact that he said he never said that either.
Let's play that clip, Calvin, and take a listen.
But now she's got bigger problems. If she were to win, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis that would cripple the operations of our government.
So she couldn't be president if she was convicted of a crime.
No.
Is what he said.
Correct. Now, but then he said he never said that.
He said he never said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that.
He said it. We just heard it.
And he also said lock her up numerous times. Numerous times.
Do you think he, in his brain, he thinks, well, I didn't say it. My supporters said it. Numerous times over and over again. Like, he never chanted it. They chanted it. Maybe that's where his brain is.
I think he said, I'm fairly certain he said, Biden needs to be locked up.
Yeah.
Bill and Hillary Clinton need to be locked up.
They all need to be locked up.
They all need to be locked up. Forget who needs due process. Just, you know.
Well, he should know about due process. He just went through a whole bunch of due process.
First-hand experience with due process.
I mean, it was amazing. I mean, some people who support him think otherwise, but, you know, the court system seemed to be doing their job quite well.
And I shouldn't be amazed anymore by watching so-called reporters just let him spew all these falsehoods without any pushback ever. I mean, Rachel Campos Duffy looked so happy. I thought she was going to sit on his lap.
Ugh. She's so weird. Sorry. She just loves him so much.
They all love him so much.
Yeah. It's weird, though, because I thought, I don't know why I thought this, I thought Fox News was going to start to veer away from him. It felt like that's what they were doing a little while ago. They were being a little more critical of him, not overly,
overtly,
but still, like a couple of years ago, they would never say boo about the man. But I thought that they were going to be kind of moving away, and it seems like they're doubling down.
Well, and I also would have thought that they would have changed their business model slightly since they were fined nearly $1 billion for lying to their audience that the election had been stolen.
$1 billion. That's nothing. That's like a quarter's profit, like part of it. That's nothing.
So interesting.
Yeah. I mean,
but that doesn't matter. He may finally have lost some support, however.
Okay.
Kind of interesting. 49% of independents now think Trump should drop out of the race after he was found guilty of falsifying business records in order to cover up the hush money payment because he didn't want that news to get out before the 2016 election. And all 34 counts, all unanimous decisions.
I'm sure he'll do that too. I'm sure he'll drop out of the race as a concerned American citizen saying, you know what, guys, you're right. I've been convicted. I'm out. Nikki, you want to take over?
I'm going to do the right thing.
Yeah, I'm going to do the right thing.
I'm going to do the right thing for the country.
Yeah, definitely not put myself in the best interest of me ahead of everybody, whether it's my family, business, country. Yeah. I think it's hilarious even asking that question. Because it doesn't matter. He's not going to step down. And I told you this past weekend, I saw videos of people on Instagram saying, oh, I'm totally going to vote for him. And they referred to him as a felon.
They're proud that he's a felon.
Yep. He's somehow getting convicted in court they see it as he's beaten the system.
That's an interesting twist of logic.
The fact that he's a felon and he still gets to be president, or he still gets to run for president, they think he's gaming the system somehow. And yeah, I'm totally going to vote for the felon. Okay.
Well, that's like the whole embrace by some MAGA supporters about wearing adult diapers.
Yeah, what, huh?
So it has long been rumored that Donald Trump wears adult diapers.
Okay.
And at some rallies, there have been pictures of rally goers now wearing diapers on the outside of their clothes.
Oh, my God.
And they write on it, "Real men wear diapers." So I guess we'll embrace anything. They'll embrace anything. I mean, sure, why not?
To a certain extent, I support that. I'll tell you why.
All right.
Because the idea of an adult wearing, you know, Depends, diapers, whatever, that can be...
That's a thing.
That can be a thing where it's like, doesn't make you feel good about yourself and your body. And if the president, or if the former president wears them, that's fine if he needs to. That's what happens as you get older. And if these individuals are wearing them on the outside of their clothes, supporting him, I'm kind of for that. I'm kind of for that.
Well, I certainly agree with you that there shouldn't be any shame in that.
Never,
because,
ever.
I mean, we've talked, Dr. Lyerly has mentioned this. Dr. Hanks has mentioned this. That can happen after women have babies.
Yeah.
This becomes a bigger issue.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just think if you're wearing them on the outside of your clothing, I'm not sure you understand the concept of how they work. So maybe a little tutorial.
Yeah, I think so. I was going to make a whole bunch of puns right there, but I'm not going to.
You're
going to
hold yourself back.
I'm going to hold it in, and I'm going to be the respectful person. But if you wear adult diapers, do your thing.
Do your thing. Absolutely. Wear them on the inside.
Wear them on the inside, please.
That's,
yeah, please.
That's kind of
dear God Almighty,
an important thing. Well, we just wanted to start off with this again. You could confront him with audio of him saying things, and you could play it to him, and he would still claim that he never said that.
Yes, he's done that.
Which is astonishing.
They've said to him, "We have, you said this and blah, blah, blah." And he's like, "I didn't say that. That's fake news." And for some reason, we buy it. There are people out there who's like, "Yeah, totally. That's not real. If he says it's not real, it can't be real."
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't understand that. I just, dude, there's nobody that I like enough in my life where if they were confronted with something they said a while ago, they said, "I never said that." I'd be like, "No, you clearly said that. I love you to death. You're a great person. But this is clearly proof, and I can't shirk this away." It doesn't make sense. It will never make sense. And I've mentioned it before. In 50 years' time, probably Dan Schaefer will do this. We'll write a book about MAGA in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, trying to figure out why they just always were duped every single time. And not even duped willingly. Now, they weren't even duped. They're willingly walking into the mess, if you will. I don't know. I'm so confused still after all these years.
Still confused after all these years. Lesser known Paul Simon song. All right, when we return, Dad versus Dad.
Oh, boy.
This will be interesting. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a surefire savings tip for the next time you have to buy a car. The move? Getting pre-approved for an auto loan from your bank or credit union before you head to the dealership. If your credit score is reasonable, your bank is probably going to pre-approve your loan. And bonus, this puts you in the driver's seat when you're talking about a car loan from the dealership. Car dealers love to try to get you to take a more expensive loan or a longer loan. That makes them more money, you know? But when you walk in with a pre-approved loan, they will usually work to offer you an even better rate than the bank. That's what happened to me. And my car, which I am paying off at a bragworthy 2.4% interest rate, is proof that this approach works. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know I just closed my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Father,
good morning, welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator, on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation. You can call, you can text, same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, talking about Donald Trump on Fox and Friends yesterday in a pre-recorded interview. And I also saw a couple of commenters say that it was interesting where they made some of the edits. So you kind of have to wonder, what did you leave out? But anyway, he said that he never called for Hillary Clinton to be locked up, which is just baloney because we all heard him.
Yeah.
We all saw him.
It's...
Do we have some text?
I never said that. Yeah, we got some text from L.A. Tom. Crooked Hillary, crooked Joe Biden. He needs a new roadshow. That is Donald Trump. You are such a crybaby loser, convicted Donald Trump. Are all your Republicans and supporters of Trump as big as victims as he is?
I would say yes.
Yeah, because now they're all coming out saying immediately things like, oh, the trial was rigged. Like, everything is rigged. Everything is rigged. If he gets in trouble, it's rigged. Doesn't matter if it's an election, it's a trial, or whatever. It's always rigged. He can do no wrong. He can commit no crime. It's always, he's a perfect man.
Well, and this is the mantra now. It's, if I didn't win the election was rigged. If I'm found guilty, then that the verdict was rigged.
Yeah.
So it's only accurate if I'm acquitted and I win.
Correct.
And this goes back years and years and years. Yeah. He complained about this during the first Iowa caucus when Ted Cruz won Iowa.
Yes.
And he said, the caucus was rigged. That was rigged against me.
But back then we were like, okay, man, whatever.
Cam from Nina texting and listening in Green Bay. We were talking about the adult diapers. That is absolutely insane considering they called face masks face diapers. Remember that, my friends? Face
right.
diapers for
That's
all the
right.
people who didn't want to mask up because it was such, it's too hard. Such an infringement.
I'm putting this mask over my freedom.
I can't breathe.
Yeah.
I even heard U.S. Ambassador Mike Hawk was seen at one of those rallies where people were wearing adult diapers on the outside of their clothing to show their support for now convicted felon Donald Trump.
Awaiting sentencing.
Sue, listening here on WAUK, Sue from the 414, why don't they play the tape of him saying it for him when he denies it? Just watch this clip. Absolutely, Sue.
Yeah.
But that's what an actual journalist would do. Because he was appearing on Fox and Friends, which is a special edition of Sunday Fox and Friends. No one's going to call him on anything.
That's a fun episode. That's laid back and nice. You're not going to try doing any real hard-hitting reporting on that day.
Right.
We got another, this is another one that LA Tom sent here, a text message. And it's important to remember because from the moment the judgment came down, Tom says, why did I get over 22 emails from the Trump campaign asking me for donations? I mean, they've been raising money on this since the millisecond after this all came out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
They're broke and they need money and they can't get it from the RNC because the RNC isn't making any money either. They're not making money.
Well, any donation, any money that the RNC gets is going to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So if you're a different Republican candidate, good luck. You're on your own. You better raise your own money because you're not going to be getting any from the RNC. Brendan Lewis on the live stream says they even had the stones to say that Biden should pardon him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Sherry just encapsulates it. Everything is rigged. Absolutely. Yep. Everything is rigged.
If it's against him, rigged.
Unfair, stolen, corrupt.
Meanwhile, if Hillary Clinton,
who testified for 11 hours, yep, by the way,
yeah, that's justice right there. That's the process happening, Jane.
You can always join us. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And I know I always mention this at the very end of the show, but it really does mean everything to us that you engage and call and text and leave comments on the live stream. It just makes it a lot more fun, mm-hmm, and a lot more. We learn stuff too.
We get to know you as the person. Oh, Carmella asked how the farmer's market went.
Oh, thanks, Carmella. It was really lovely. It was. The weather was not fantastic. We ended up taking it down about 10:15, 10:30. But I met some very nice people who came over and said they loved the show. They love Civic Media. And all we ask is that you spread the word.
Spread the word.
Spread the word.
Hey, come on down and have a conversation. You said nobody.
Nobody came. We had two chairs. David was there with me, but I was more than willing to. If you want to come and have a long form discussion, that's a good place to do it because we have time constraints here. So
yeah.
Quickly before we go to the bottom of the hour news, Hunter Biden and several members of his family are in federal court today. It's jury selection for the first of what could be two federal trials. Hunter Biden is required to be there every day on his trial for gun charges. This is from a 2018 gun purchase in Delaware, where he did not admit that he was a drug user and was apparently still using drugs. And so that is my understanding of it. But what stood out to me was that President Biden came out with his statements today.
Yeah.
And here's what it says. I'm the president, but I'm also a dad. Jill and I love her son, and we are so proud of the man he is today. Hunter's resilience in the face of adversity and strength he has brought to his recovery, and it's inspiring to us. A lot of families have loved ones who have overcome addiction and know what we mean. As president, I don't and won't comment on pending federal cases. As a dad, I have boundless love for my son, confidence in him, and respect for his strength. Our family's been through a lot. Jill and I are going to continue to be there for Hunter and our family with our love and support. And if one of Donald Trump's children was in the same situation and facing the same kind of charges, what would we hear, Greg Bach?
This is a witch hunt against me. They're using my kids against me.
It's rigged.
It's rigged. They hate me.
It's unfair.
Me.
They're targeting my family members.
I don't even think he would give them the opportunity. Like, he wouldn't say, like, they're being unfair to my family. He'd still make it about himself.
Ultimately,
they're going after him. They're going after my children because
to get to me. To get to me.
It's always about me. Maybe the most selfish person I've ever witnessed in my life.
We have news coming up. Just a reminder as well. Next hour, it's our Scotty Summer Contest. Statewide,
yeah,
text to win. So make sure you download the Civic Media app before 11 o'clock. And then you can play. You're going to have to text the word that I give you next hour via the app. So
yes.
Go to your app store, download the Civic Media app, and you will be all ready to rock and roll when we kick off our Scotty Summer Contest coming up after 11 o'clock. News is next. Keep it right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It took just one day to get a jury for Hunter Biden's federal trial in Wilmington, Delaware.
The jury will hear opening statements in a case involving a checkbox on a federal form. Prosecutors say Hunter Biden lied when he ticked the box that said he was not an unlawful user of or addicted to drugs. The president's son has since publicly acknowledged his addiction, and prosecutors intend to use his own book and photographs as evidence. The jurors include several gun owners, relatives of addicts, and a man who once pleaded guilty to driving under the influence.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. The Israeli military announced that four more hostages taken during the Hamas sneak attack October 7th are dead. It's believed there are about 80 hostages remaining alive. William Lewis of Burbank, Illinois, a Chicago suburb, pleaded guilty to using wasp and hornet spray against police officers during the January 6th insurrection attempt, sentencing December 18th. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The warden at the troubled state prison in Waupun is resigning. Randall Hepp is stepping down after a number of problems, such as a chronic lack of guards leading to lockdowns. Four inmates have died since last June, and there's an ongoing federal investigation. Several other prison employees have already resigned or been fired. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Republican Congressman Ryan Stile is downplaying the news.
Disappointing, to say the least. That said, I think at the end of the day, this conviction will be overturned by the appeals court in the appeals process.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Democrat Gwen Moore says she trusted the justice process to come to the right conclusion. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Anyone want some hot gossip? Yes, please. There is new information about the failed marriage between Golden Bachelor Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist. At first, it was thought the couple split because neither was willing to move. A Hollywood Reporter says it was really that Turner lied about not dating anyone after his wife passed away in 2018. A woman named Carolyn came forward saying Turner asked her to move in with him, but then broke up with her because she gained 10 pounds shortly before a class reunion. So rude. Does anyone else find it hard to believe someone who wants reality show attention could be that shallow? Me neither. Three Body Problem will have at least a three-season run. Netflix announced that the sci-fi drama will produce two more seasons. Netflix confirmed an order for two more seasons, totaling three, which would match the amount of books in the trilogy. The show chronicles humankind's first encounter with aliens and is much easier to understand than its clunky title. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some patchy fog in the overnight with mid-60s and light winds. On Tuesday, we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those will bring some heavy rainfall Tuesday and into Tuesday night. Our high temperatures warming to the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, Congressman Mark Pocan and one of the 3rd District candidates for Congress, State Assembly Rep. Katrina Shanklin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We got 3 R's we're gonna talk about today. We gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call. You can text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. We're very excited to have our next guest join us so we can talk about recycling, reusing, and not throwing things in landfills.
I like that idea.
Yep, me too. Caitlin Wehe is our guest, AmeriCorps Sustainability Vista for Habitat for Humanity. Caitlin, how are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are wonderful and looking forward to learning more about this. I had found this article. It was from University of La Crosse, and this goes back to March. But you just kind of went through this. This was a program aimed at college kids at the end of the school year. And then you've got your little microwave and you've got all this stuff and you necessarily want to take it all home. And so a lot of that stuff ended up in dumpsters, which then goes into our landfills. And you guys kind of wanted to come up with a better way to do this so we can reuse some of that stuff. Because it's all, I mean, not all, but a lot of it is perfectly good.
Oh, yeah. The majority, probably about 80% of the items are perfectly fine to go into new homes again. I'm sure we all remember moving out of college and there just being that time crunch and you got to go, 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 and there's not enough space in the car. So dumpster diversion is pretty simple. I mean, you set up a station where people can come and leave their items that are still good, that they're not taking home with them, and just kind of go from there. There's plenty of need in the communities all across the country. So it's kind of a no-brainer to put these things back in a way that's useful for everybody, especially serving underserved populations.
Absolutely. So what kind of stuff are we talking about? Little fridges, I suppose?
Yeah, so every college campus is built different. I did this at Marist College for 2 years, and we got a ton of like food items, mini fridges, storage containers, microwaves, that kind of deal. Over at UWL, it's a lot more larger furniture items. Some of the stuff is coming from off campus. We got 41 sofas, 43 wow. futons, 143 rugs. Rugs is always a huge one.
Wow.
About 22 microwaves. It's pretty crazy.
You know, and it's interesting that you mentioned that rugs are expensive.
Yeah.
Even rugs for like your kitchen, just one that runs underneath the sink.
Yeah.
Rugs are expensive. Mm-hmm. And I can see where If you're struggling with money, that's not necessarily something that's going to be a high on your priority list.
No, yeah. The thing is, I mean, it's college kids, so you can just imagine the traction and types of things that have happened on those rugs. But it's only $25 to get them cleaned up, and they're good as new right afterwards. So it's like, why not? Why not just spend the $25? You can buy it for $5 and move on with your day. They're really nice rugs.
And that was the question I had is with regard to at least with rugs, and they don't have to be clean. They can just drop them off as is, and then you take care of that.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
What about the couches?
The couches, we'll take them as is too. I mean, some of them right now, we've got them in the pods still and they're missing a couple legs, but for somebody that's super down to like fix up some furniture, yeah. It's an easy fix, you know? Legs are $15 on Amazon. Same with futons. Futons are missing some legs. $15. Get whatever pair you want.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm curious what the kids thought about it and what the reaction was afterwards.
Yeah. So we haven't really heard much from the kids. I mean, when the event was actually happening, a lot of them didn't really seem to know what was going on, but the pods still filled up quite a bit. We didn't have to tip the large furniture dumpsters that they bring on at all the entire time that we were there. But the biggest response was actually from the parents. They were like, we love that you guys are doing this. This is so great because they don't want to see their stuff going to waste either.
I'm sure.
I was going to say, if I was a parent, I'd be like, I bought that for you less than a year ago.
But in some cases, again, it's just, and it's kind of horrifying when you think about how many sofas did you say you guys got?
41. And To put it in perspective, we did 18,000 pounds of diversion, or 9 short tons.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Just think about 41 couches going into a landfill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't think about that. That's why, like, we don't think about that at all.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yep. Absolutely.
But, you know, these things are super legitimate. Here at Habitat for Humanity of the Greater La Crosse region, we're right next to the landfill. So we see people driving by every day. We have a very clear view of how high the piles are stacked, especially after college move out. So it's super critical that not only just in this area, but across the country, we start to develop these programs. So that way we can start to keep things more out of the landfill and also start developing a circular economy, because we don't necessarily need to go and buy a new couch every year, every 2 years, every 5 years, especially when there are ones with much better bones that have been in circulation for quite a while that are looking for a very loving home.
I have a couch that was my parents' that they probably bought in the 1960s.
Yeah.
You couldn't destroy that thing. There,
nope.
You could, seriously, that thing will, that couch will never die.
Those items, they're built different.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they don't make them like they used to. Yeah,
they built them back then. You're like, well, you're just going to need one couch.
Exactly.
Not in today's economy where it's like, oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, we've had our furniture in our house for less than 2 years, and I start thinking about, like, all right, when's going to be the time to upgrade, get rid of? Well, I'm like, but then I think to myself, I think when I was growing up, we kept a couch for like 10 years.
Oh, yes. We had six kids and we kept the same couch for a decade.
Back in my parents' house, we've had the same couches since before I was a baby. And really all they need is a little bit of new upholstery.
Yeah.
And
my dad wants to do that.
Cam from Nina is texting and he's listening in Green Bay. IKEA is sexy for the various parts you can grab for cheap to make repairs like legs. I built my entire desk with IKEA parts and I always get compliments. Cam also says college students in homes with cooking spaces should pick up a solid cast iron pan for cheap. Those things are invincible. That's very true.
Now, yeah. Caitlin, this program is at UW-La Crosse. And you said you did it at your college as well.
Yeah, back when I was in school.
Are there plans to move this outwards throughout the state to various UW campuses?
We have not yet entered into any of those talks. I think we're just trying to get our system at UW-La Crosse down pat first.
Yeah.
But UW-La Crosse is not the only college campus in La Crosse. We've got the Turbo, we've got Western Technical College, not to mention all of the different rental units for the college kids that are constantly churning out and switching over.
Sure.
So there are lots of opportunities other than just UWL to keep this program moving and divert more. It's a pretty sad sight when you're driving through the streets right after during those 2 weeks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You see everything on the curb. And even though it's great, like, you can come and pick something up for free, you got to think about water quality. As soon as it rains, that stuff is ruined.
Yep.
And then you have microscopic pollutants entering runoff and going into our rivers, lakes, and streams. So
it's got to get it. Once water hits it, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Also, there's something to be said about, like, I feel like people will go into whether you're doing, because I know that you have the restore for Habitat. If you go into a restore and you see a couch, you're like, oh, I want to buy that couch. Whereas I feel like there could be a stigma of, like, driving down the street and seeing a couch, going, I'm going to pick that couch up. And someone says, where'd you get that? I picked up off the road, you know. But if you know it's been clean, it's been, like, cared for, and you buy it from, and it's, the money is going to a great organization like Habitat. We've had Habitat representatives on the show before, and I think that's an added bonus.
If you're just joining us, Caitlin Weehee is our guest. She's with AmeriCorps, a sustainability vista, and we're talking about a new program that they started at UW-La Crosse this year. So when college kids move out, they don't just throw everything into the garbage, especially for, you know, items like rugs and couches and chairs and microwaves and little fridges. Brendan on the live stream says, think of all the towns that have been wiped out by tornadoes and hurricanes just this year. Save your parents from having to rent the big truck to take all that stuff home. Brendan is wondering, Caitlin, if you have set up any kind of outreach with other organizations that deal with disasters like the Red Cross or anything like that.
We have not at this moment in time. Before this, like the plan is really to give it to other nonprofit organizations that are dealing directly, providing services to homeless populations and trying to get people connected with new housing. It would be great if we could find a transitional housing organization in our area, so that way we could kind of pass things on, because the turnout, 3 to 6 months, they're always looking for new furniture, new items that they can take them with them to their next homes. But the other challenge we face, especially in terms of connecting with disaster relief programs, is that these items aren't small. They're not easy to transport.
Right.
Yeah.
So it really would depend where that organization is, if they have the ability to get down here to pick things up, because we don't necessarily have the capacity
to transport it.
To go and drop things off. Yeah. Not because we don't have a truck or anything, but just because our truck driver is busy doing his daily pickups and all of that kind of thing. So I think it's a great idea to provide to disaster relief programs. It's just a matter of getting one set up, like a dumpster diversion program set up more locally, so that way it can go more directly to those programs and services.
I mean, it sounds like then, Brandon, maybe take that out as a mission. Talk to your local Red Cross, see if they could do something like that. I mean,
but as you said, okay, it is about the mechanism of getting these items to these people. And yeah, unfortunately, when something like this hits, the numbers are so great, and the need is instantaneous, right? The help they need, mm-hmm, they need it right now.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is just a terrific thing. I would love to see how this grows over the years. And this is all funded by Habitat, or is this an AmeriCorps program?
So this is not an AmeriCorps program. This is a Habitat program, and it's going to be looped into our services, like our repair program. So we have people who just like need small home repairs, and they pay for us to come out and provide our services. It's one of those things. This was not a small feat at all. Just in the actual 15 days that this program ran across 4 staff members, it took 300 hours of time. So it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a great, great initiative, great program, but we need to find a way to make it a little bit more sustainable for us, or at least find some way to compensate us for that time, because here at Habitat La Crosse in the sustainability department, this is just one of 7 programs that we are running.
Habitat for Humanity is a wonderful, wonderful organization, yeah, and has done so much good. And I guess I just always will think of Jimmy Carter, even well into his 80s, Jimmy and Rosalind Carter still going to building sites and hammering things, and just how hands-on they were as a couple. It's really very inspiring.
Very much so.
If people want to get involved with Habitat, Caitlin, where can they find out more?
Oh, definitely check out our website or a local Habitat website near you. There are always opportunities to volunteer, whether it's in the ReStore or on a build site. Just take the first step, come check it out. There's no pressure. Nobody's going to make you want to do anything you don't want to do. And we understand that everybody is coming into it with different levels of experience. So it's a great time. You meet a great bunch of great people.
So on my first day at a build site, it's unlikely they would put me in charge of like putting on the roof.
Oh, yeah, no.
No. Dear God, no.
My first day at a build site, we were helping with the foundation, and what we were doing was putting a styrofoam, like thin styrofoam film, on top of these pegs and maybe drilling holes. So that's about it.
You gotta work your way into this, right? Yeah. Caitlin Wee has been our guest. She's with AmeriCorps Sustainability Vista in conjunction with Habitat for Humanity. Thank you so very much for joining us. Let's talk next year, and we'll talk to you in the lead up to this, so more kids can hopefully take part.
Most definitely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Three, 15, 12, 9, 6. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call. You can text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
That was a really good interview with Caitlin. That was really cool. That's just, it's, you know what's really interesting about it is how simple it is. The idea of, like, of course, don't throw your stuff out. Reuse it. Take it to this place. They'll clean it for you. Just don't throw it out if it still works.
Well, and I think I would like to clarify also that the Restores for Habitat for Humanity, they're not a junk drop-off place.
No, they're not.
This isn't a place where you go to drop off the thing that really does belong in the trash.
Yes.
You know, these are things that are going to be repurposed and reused, and so in decent shape for sure. You don't want to give them a couch with a bunch of stains on it and stuff. No. Leakage. You never know.
Gross. I mean, that's like the Restores always have really cool stuff in there too. Like to the point where I'm like, I'm not cool enough to own some of these styles. You know, they're just, I don't know. Like,
it's just not your style.
It's no, it would be my style. I just don't feel cool enough to have that style.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We'll have to go to a Restore.
If we would start going to half the places we said we were going to go, like
Amory.
What's coming up in the next hour, Jane?
Next hour. Okay, here's what you need to do, and you should probably do this right now.
Right now.
Go to wherever you get your apps for your phone, whether it's the Google Store, the App Store on Google, yep, or if you're on the other fancy phone, go to your place for where you get your things. And you want to download the Civic Media app. So yes, go to the App Store and then just search for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media, and download the Civic Media app. It's free. It's absolutely free. And that gives you the chance to not only listen to every single show on across every single station in the state, but then you can call and text directly to the show that you're listening to. So if you're listening in Oshkosh on WISS, or you're listening in Green Bay on WGBW, or here in Waukesha, WAUK. So that's what you want to do. You want to download the app.
Yes.
And then pick us for right now, for Matt and Air on Air. Pick WAUK.
Make us your favorite station.
That would be nice, too. And then next hour, after the 11 o'clock news, we're going to give you the word of the hour.
Yes.
And then you'll have the entire hour from 11 until 12 to text in this word via the app.
Yes.
And then this is going to get you in the running for a whole bunch of really cool prizes. This is a statewide text to win contest, but every hour, one winner per hour gets a Wisconsin Dells summer prize pack. Every day, one person will win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. And then there will be two grand prize winners overall. They get to pick a unique summer staycation, complete with gas to get there and back.
What?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that cool? So you can pick from either Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat.
That okay, that...
That speaks to you?
It makes me want to quit this job just so I can enter because I love pontoon boats so much. I would never own another boat. Pontoon boat.
Just a kind of the floaty experience of doing the floaty.
You want a floating living room? Pontoon boat's the way to go, baby.
Or you can pick Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores.
Yeah.
Or a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So two people... going to have the chance to pick their grand prize getaway, their summer staycation, either Fort Atkinson, Cottage on the Lake with a pontoon, Lake Geneva. You can stay at Harbor Shores or Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So be listening right after the news about 11:06, 11:07. You will have the chance to text in the word of the hour.
Now, on a similar note, I believe that you said that there is a competition now between you and Todd Alba.
It's kind of an unspoken.
Yeah.
Unspoken. Because last time we did this, Todd got the most responses. I believe Matt Naranier was third. Yeah. We were third.
Yeah.
Which is I was very happy with that.
Yeah.
It's very respectable.
Yes.
But we can try.
We can try. We can do better.
Shoot for something.
Andrew from Maine's texted, put in the live stream earlier. He's like, regarding the statewide Scani sweepstakes, are you going to be turning off the app during the Alba show to ensure you beat him? What I'm going to say, Andrew, is I can neither confirm nor deny that idea. So you best text us during our show because there may be technical difficulties.
Things get glitchy sometimes, people.
Oh, so glitchy. And
they can be glitchy.
Especially from 12 to 2.
Things happen.
Things happen.
Things happen.
Technology's weird.
Andrew from Maine, you have a criminal mind, Andrew. Do you mean this Civic Media app, which is totally and completely free? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The marketplace is rigged. You pay for this level of awesome. Thank you, Andrew.
The live stream today and the text messages are blowing up, as always. Hello to Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Sherry and Horicon, we love hearing from you. It's just lots of interaction today. We love that. Thank you so much for reaching out to us. As Jane says, it means the world to us that you make yourself a part of the show.
Yep.
On the live stream or texting or calling.
And you can also, Jane says at civicmedia.us.
What do they do with that, Jane?
If you want to send an email, you have a suggestion for a guest, you have a suggestion for a show topic, just send us an email, Jane says. @civicmedia.us. When we return, it's been a while. We're going to do a round of the good, the bad, and please, let's not do this. Please. And then at 11:33, this card game has been around for 52 years, and it's bigger than ever. And I've never played it.
What?
I know. That's coming up at 11:33, so stay with us. News is on the way next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Hey, go.
Bring me down, can't numb. Bring me down, the love is too high. Bring me down, can't numb. Bring me down, I said.
Eagle 1490 AM. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a friend joining us. He is Joseph Pecky, Democratic strategist, friend of ours. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.